Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The Mirror by William A. Stevens, Jr. is an inspirational collection of poetry that dates back to his childhood to a time when he was suffering with severe post-traumatic stress disorder. Called The Manifestation of Feelings and Thoughts and Words on Paper by an Individual Who Served Their Country Proudly. William has written poetry from the countryside of Bavaria, Nuremberg, and Germany, to the sands of Southwest Asia, the rice paddies of South Korea, Mount Rainier, Pikes Peak, Port Sill, Oklahoma, many more locations, inspired during deployment after deployment and combat operation after combat operation. A recipient of the Major General Aubrey Red Newman Award and a member of the Sergeant Audie Murphy Club, William Stevens, Jr., author of The Mirror, joining us on This Week in America. William, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Hi, thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone.
It is such an important book that you have written. Let's start with the name of the title. Where did you come up with the title, The Mirror, for this book?
The first title that I had was Cover to Cover. And I ran that by my high school graduation class. And I had the name The Mirror as well. And a lot of them said The Mirror sounds better because when I made my cover to my book, as you could see, the front and back are the same thing.
Yes.
And when you look in the mirror, you see your reflection and you see exactly what you're seeing in a mirror.
And that is so appropriate because in the mirror, the reflections of your thoughts, as you I mentioned in the open throughout your life. Let's talk about the decision to write this book, this talent that you have for writing in poetry, poetic form. When did the decision come to you that, you know, I've got material here that I think I can help other people if they will read these?
I think after I got out of treatment at Walter Reed, and I just had this collection of poems in a box. I had some stuff on a laptop, and I decided to put it out because, like, I feel on the voice of the voiceless, there's a lot of veterans that can't get out and can't get to the VA. So, I mean, I wanted to put my thoughts on paper and tell people exactly what is out there.
Well, and you talk about that, the consequences of inaction. You know that all too well. Talk about that and the fact that we've been talking about post-traumatic stress disorder, it seems like for a long time, and the more I look into this, the more I realize it doesn't appear that we're making a lot of progress. What, 22 soldiers a day, veterans die a day, take their own lives because of PTSD. Are we making any progress?
I don't think so because there are no therapists in country. Like in theater, when I say in combat, and most of the time you get your treatments are before you go or after you go. And sometimes it's too late when they come back. I mean, you can be a decorated soldier or a general and come back and take your life because so much stress is going on in your life. But it's not just about combat PTSD. That I learned when I was at Walter Reed that there are different types of PTSD. And I think that every one of us has PTSD in us. It's just waiting to come out.
And it's interesting because it doesn't have to be in a combat situation or a military situation. So many people going through traumatic situations can suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. The Mirror is the name of the book. William Stevens, Jr. is the author. The book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. It's interesting because we see people serve and come back, and we expect them to fit back into a normal life, whatever that is. You've been through this. Is there such a thing as getting back into a normal life when you leave the military?
I think it's very hard to adapt to civilian life after the military because, I mean, like me, I had PTSD and I had to deal with my wife who was a psychiatric nurse who had to, she treated me like a patient And I didn't accept that, and that ruined our marriage. And, like, it's hard to date or tell somebody that you have PTSD because you're like a time bomb waiting to go off. That's what they think. But if you have medication or you're treated, you're going to counseling, you know, that all helps. But the demons are always there.
The book is so important. It's The Mirror. William A. Stavins Jr. is the author. The book's available at bookventure.com and the bookstore, available at Amazon as well. And you can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get direct information on the book. Let's go back to when you first realized, or the I don't think you realized at the time, but the symptoms were there. And it took, what, like about 4 years before you were officially diagnosed?
I would say about 4 years. I was a senior ranking individual in the military, and I kind of hid it so nobody knew. But people knew if they got me really mad, I would be like, I guess, a witch doctor, I guess you could say. So, I hid it, and then I came out. I talked to my wife, and she told me, I think it's time to get help, because eventually your daughter's going to notice everything about you, and she's going to notice that you yell and scream, and, you know, and we can't have that. So I went and got therapy for a year at Walter Reed, and I saw how they treated everyone there, and, you know, I was treated with respect. I was welcomed. And then after coming back, it almost felt like, why didn't I just stay there? Because it was better at Walter Reed than at home.
What were some of your symptoms? I know it varies from case to case. What were some of the symptoms that you were experiencing that led to this point of going to Walter Reed?
Anxiety, bipolar, headaches, depression, quick to get angry, quick at the trigger. Like, I was always gung-ho, like a lot of energy.
Yeah, and you talk about an undiagnosed PTSD almost ended your military career. Tell us about that, because it could have had dire consequences.
I wrote in my book about I was undiagnosed, and I had to work in a military museum for a year because basically, like, the unit threw me away. And I didn't have anywhere to go, so they sent me to the museum to work. And I worked at a military museum and learned about military history. But the funniest thing was, while I was there, I got promoted. I was actually the only person in the unit that got promoted. So, I mean, I think there are good things and bad things that come around. And I was the kind of person that's used to being in combat or being with the soldiers. But when you're a tour guide, you're with civilians and veterans, and you have to respect that. And I had to keep my anger down. It gave me time to myself. It gave me time that I could, like, reflect on what is going on in my career.
William Stavins with us on the program. The book is The Mirror. You say in the book it's very unfair the way society treats those with a diagnosis. Talk about that, how difficult that is to get back into society. You mentioned before, and just in telling people this is something that you're dealing with, we're not very understanding in many cases, are we?
I don't think a lot of people are understanding about the situation, because I'm on quite a few websites for PTSD and depression. And I always hear people saying that they want to end their life, and it's not, you know, this is the time that I want to do it. I mean, we're all here to help each other, I believe. And, like, I think if somebody picks up my book and reads at least one poem, that could be a coping mechanism for them, to help them.
And obviously people are doing that. I've looked at some of the websites and the feedback that you're getting from military people. It has to be rewarding to think that, again, even if it's one person that was thinking about ending their life that read something that you wrote that gave them hope and encouragement, and they decided not to end their life, to continue. That has to be very rewarding.
yes, it is. I was a highly decorated soldier in the military, but I didn't get the promotion that I wanted. And I think it's because of my attitude and the way that I treated people, because I served 19 years before I got married, and I was a heart charger. I was a platoon sergeant that didn't have a family, and all my soldiers had families, and I didn't really believe in the family until I actually got diagnosed and said, wow, there's a second side to this, because there's a family. And I never thought that I gave my soldiers a chance when I was, I was suffering with depression and anxiety, but I hid it from everybody. And, some people figured me out. I mean, if you read my book at the end of it, some people figured me out and put me in other positions that I didn't need to be there. And I think that's why I didn't get promoted. But I mean, the job that I work now, I'm thankful that I got the job that I work now in the government. That's all I can say about my job. But I will say that I think God gave me a chance, and I was given a chance to be where I am today. And to sit down and go page by page, night after night on my book, I decided that I would put this out to be the voice of the voiceless.
And that's exactly who you are and what you've accomplished by doing that. You touched on it a little bit before. The toll on your personal life, what toll has this taken from the time you realized the issue, even up to the current time?
Well, I think when you first get diagnosed, I think I went through failure, because like I was awarded a lot of things in the military, and then like I got out of the military and I ended up working for, a cola company. And here I am with all this knowledge for the government and a combat veteran who was a senior in the military, and now this 29-year-old guy is trying to tell me what to do from 5 to 8 at night, and my wife's at home calling me a nobody, and I don't know if I can even fit in civilian life into, fit into the category of even being alive. Why do I want to be alive? But you know what makes me alive? My daughter. My daughter keeps me going every day. And I mean, I take several pills a day, and I'm trying to get away from that. They're introducing medical marijuana, but that's not approved by the government yet. And I don't think veterans should be taking medical marijuana. I think they should be taking maybe the pills, ODH pills or something, ODE pills or something, whatever they're called, to help them get a little bit better. But I mean, I'm definitely not for drugs or anything, but I mean, like I said, when I first became diagnosed, I thought I was a failure. And now in my current job, I mean, I even worked in the prison system in the Department of Corrections, and I worked in a prison system, and I felt like I was a failure there, because I'm like, I got all this knowledge and I'm a prison guard. I mean, I got nothing against prison guards, but when it's the life of you and an inmate or inmates, and you have nowhere else to turn, and then my job called me here 10 years ago, and now I've been here ever since, and I put 110% into everything I do, and I'm not awarded anything. I mean, I've been in the same position for 10 years, but I'm not looking for awards, because I'm looking for a second retirement.
William Stevens, our guest on the program. Time going by too quickly. The book is called The Mirror. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. You can go to bookventure.com. It's in the bookstore. And link on directly to information on William's book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Couple minutes left in the program. You said something interesting when you were diagnosed. What is that like? Is there relief? Is there fear? Is there frustration? Is there anger when they tell you have post-traumatic stress disorder? What's your feeling when they tell you we've diagnosed it and this is what you have?
At first, you don't want to admit that you have a problem.
Yes.
And then they tell you, you have to go see a specialist. So I drove all the way down to Walter Reed, and I saw a specialist. And the next thing I know, they're saying, you have to come stay here for a year. And I'm like, really shocked that I'm going to be like maybe a guinea pig or something that the Army wants me to be. But I think I looked at that whole story wrong, because like there are worse people out there than me. And in my group, there were worse people than me. And to sit down and talk to them and learn about their problems and learn about everyday life that they have to endure and go home and deal with their families or deal with their soldiers. Some of them are still in the military, and know that the end of my career is near. I think that it's like a balloon going up in the air and popping. One of my stories called Lost, it's about a balloon going up in the sky, and it gets so high that it just pops.
And that's in the book, The Mirror, William Stevens Jr., the author, our guest in the program. You say that the more I tell my story, the better person I am. This not only will inspire, motivate others, I get the impression that it still motivates and inspires you. It's therapeutic for you, what you've done, what you continue to do.
It's very therapeutic, especially when I get the reviews from people that I think that are going to give me a bad review. I haven't got a bad review yet, so I think that I'm doing something pretty good. And I mean, my book is therapeutic and inspirational poetry book, so it's not fiction or, you know, nonfiction. It's just, I think when I wrote it at the right time, because there are a lot of veterans struggling out there and a lot of people out there struggling with this. I mean, you could be in a whole room full of people and you don't know if they're going to counseling, if they're taking medication, if they have PTSD, what disease or diagnosis they have. But I mean, we're all together and we have to survive together.
I get the impression, we're going to take another minute here before we end the program. Was poetry the way you used to cope with the hatred, the killing that you saw in the military? Was that sort of your escape to deal with all of that, to deal with that pressure?
I wrote on balls, pieces of paper, little poetry, and good and bad days that I had. There were a lot of, I would say my second tour in Iraq was pretty bad. Saw a lot of killing, and I wrote a lot in a journal, and I took those pages and ripped them out and just balled them up, and because like there were certain things that we weren't allowed to bring home, and one of my journal, so I ripped all the stuff that I wanted out of it, crumbled it up and stuck it in my pocket, and then when I brought it home, I uncrumbled it and wrote it out.
You know, that gesture is helping many, many people. The book is called The Mirror by William A. Stevens, Jr. Book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Of course, you'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, those places. And you can link on directly to information on the book at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. William, congratulations on really a job well done. You're impacting a number of lives in a positive way with what you've done with the book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much. You guys have a nice day.
You as well.
Thanks, everyone.
And thank you. The book is The Mirror, William A. Stevens, Jr., book available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You can get all the information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.